Okay, tell me if this is not the direction you were going. So let's say Susie schedules a pickup time for 7:30. She wants to leave her house at 7:30. That is what time her window will start. 7:30 to 8 will be the leave at time. But let's say Susie wants to arrive at her appointment by 8. That's going to back her pickup window up, so we guarantee that she's there within enough time to feel comfortable of arriving at 8. So there is still a window of time for different services that we have. Those are kind of tweaked a little bit depending on the geographical area and the type of service. You guys don't see it like you used to, but we do see it on the dispatching side. And then, if you are headed to a person, it's not going to show that you're necessarily late until you're way busting out of that window, but they've simplified it for you as the driver so it doesn't waste space in your brain for you. If you just go when that dot pops up at the bottom, if you go and pick them up, you are more than likely within their window. And then Gracie can see, okay, we're at the top of the window. Okay, we're getting kind of to the middle. We're maybe running a little behind. Or, oh, wait, we're at the bottom of the window, or this is going to create some lateness. And then we can start triggering some changes. So you guys don't see windows like you used to. They do still exist. So there's less pressure.
Dispatch, you copy?
Well, like, for instance, we used to pick up Tessa, Alan, or Gary, Tessa, Alan, all in a certain time frame. And now we don't have them grouped together, and like Alan's pickup time today was, I don't know what it was, but I got there at 6:52, which he's used to being picked up at closer to 7:30, so they're not ready.
Hold on. Go ahead for dispatch.
Yeah, this is Nomad. Does Tessa have a fare?
He should not have a fare.
Okay, I went ahead and performed it. It already said cash $2, so I didn't know what to do there.
Okay, when you know it's not a fare, don't collect a fare.
Right, I didn't collect any fare. I just left the phone alone.
Hey, Gracie, can you guys put in the notes for people so that we can start referring to notes again that place is no fare for the driver anyway? Yes, stick with us on those notes. They were a disastrous mess coming over from the old system. So we are working our best to get those updated and get rid of some old things that don't apply anymore. So keep us updated as you guys learn things, because we can add those in as we go. And Chris, it sounds like you did exactly what you needed to do. We're still working on editing fares to make sure that they truly match. So not collecting that fare and performing the trip was the only thing you could do.
Copy. Thank you.
Okay, and then Shorty, to finish out that thought, we are learning about groups. We did a bunch of group work yesterday, so you may see some changes on that today when picking up the people that you mentioned, but we are still learning at it. So it will take us a second to kind of perfect it. And people's windows will change. We're going to be patient with them. We're going to not leave them high and dry if we need to go back and get them, or I need to send somebody else. If I need to take a ride, I will. But we are getting better at this every single day.
Hey, Trail. So yesterday I kept seeing a lot of $2.30. Trip. What does that mean?
Sure, good point. Do you mind if I ask, like, what type of ride it was? Was it a minivan? Was it just here in Salina? Was it closer to Abilene?
No, it was in Salina. It was in Salina yesterday. I had a couple of them that said $2.36.